This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hour 2 underway. Tom and Dar with you here on 106.7 The Fan. We'll be on till 3 p.m. Throughout the show, we will be compiling a top 10 celebrity dads list. We have started off strong. We have a ton of great suggestions on Twitter and on the phone lines. We will get back to that a little bit later, but if you do have a suggestion that you have not heard yet, you can give us a call, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. You can also tweet us at Brendan Dar, at Tom Daly 2. Dar, I don't know if you know this, but there has been a little bit of spiking, as they say, in the COVID-19 coronavirus world that we live in now.
I have seen and heard such things.
And the NFLPA, and you know this, there have been a bunch of, you know, I don't want to call them optional workouts, because they are like independent player workouts where they're just deciding to go and work together in small groups. The NFLPA and the doctor working with the NFLPA, it's, I don't know if it's Thom Mayer or Tom Mayer, because he's one of the people that puts the H in his name like I do. Dr. Thom Mayer said in a statement on Saturday that the NFLPA is working on safety protocols for training camps, which as of right now are set to begin in late July. Here's the quote. Please be advised that it is our consensus medical opinion that in the light of an increase in COVID-19 cases in certain states, that no players should be engaged in practicing together in private workouts, end quote. We go on a little further. It says, our goal is to have all players and your families as healthy as possible in the coming months, end quote. About 10 NFL teams so far have reported positive coronavirus tests for at least one of their players, and that was to ESPN's Jeremy Fowler. So this is the type of thing, Dar, that I know that everybody wants to act like everything's going to be fine when football rolls around, but this is the type of statement and the type of medical opinion and official, you know, type of document that has come out that is really starting to scare me as a football fan, that more than likely baseball is, you know, an uphill battle, to say the least. The NBA is trying to finalize, you know, a deal to get everyone down to Wide World of Sports at Disney World. But everyone so far, I don't know if we're going back to our conversation from last week. I don't know if people haven't thought that far in advance to think about football yet. But this is the type of statement that is really scaring me as a fan, that we might be in trouble for football this year.
Yeah, I mean, all you have to do is go back to, I believe it was late April when, and this is down a level at the college level, Dabo Swinney was asked about coronavirus and how it would impact training camps and games. And he said, September's a long way away. We're going to kick this thing in the teeth. And life comes at you very fast. Now, fast forward 2 months later, he's got 23 players testing positive, and we have reached the part where I'm not sure what's going to happen in the future. I still believe we will have football, but I am becoming far less hopeful.
Yeah.
When you see these NFL teams, you see college teams.
The LSU situation, about 30 players in quarantine right
yeah,
now.
They all went out to a bar. A bunch of them popped positive for COVID. And the Blue Jays had to shut down their facility. The Tampa Bay Lightning had people
the
test
Phillies.
Positive. Phillies, too. Like, we're reaching an uncomfortable point where I am far less likely than even last week when it was cathartic to say, I'm not sure if we're going to have football. And now we have an entire week's worth of bad news and cases spiking in California, Texas, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, Alabama, Louisiana, and a couple other states too. Arizona. We are seeing spikes up across places,
the country.
Yeah, where places that did not fully embrace the lockdown and opened up quicker than maybe they should have, certainly quicker than health experts said they should have, and now we're seeing spikes up across the country. And it's in a lot of places where sports were either scheduled to happen or rumored to happen.
And plans were being made to do it.
Yeah. I mean, the NBA was supposed to be in Orlando. MLS supposed to be in Orlando. Vegas was supposed to host one half of the NHL. They were talking about finding another spot. Weren't they talking about Florida as a potential location?
Not exactly sure. I saw Vegas for certain, and they had already talked to certain hotels about hosting the teams and the staff. So it looked like Vegas was pretty close to being finalized. And then, you know, they opened up Nevada and they started seeing spikes there.
Yeah. And remember, there was the early MLB plan that ended up getting scrapped where they would just have it at the Arizona training facilities. That got scrapped, thank God, because now look at what's happening in Arizona. I mean, it's going up all across the country, and it's NFL teams being affected, college football teams, MLB, NHL, and the NBA and MLS bubble is looking less and less secure, and it's tough to see.
Yeah, and we played a clip on Grant and Danny from Friday of Sean McVay and Anthony Lynn. They were doing a press conference for the Hard Knocks announcement where it was announced that LA is going to be the center point of Hard Knocks on HBO. And I think Sean McVay was very clear in the audio that we played where he talks directly to Anthony Lynn, the coach of the Chargers, and says, how exactly are we supposed to play football
right.
and still be socially distant? And I think if you're hearing it from, you know, a forward thinker in the football game like Sean McVay, we're not the only people that are concerned about it. And I would say that now the NFLPA putting out a statement from, you know, a doctor who speaks on a medical opinion for them, by him saying, hey, if you're doing these workouts and if you're doing this, that, and the other on your own, you probably don't want to do that. And that, to me, as a fan, that's scary.
I mean, no one is happier about that announcement than Chris Russell, because that means Dwayne Haskins can't work out with Antonio Brown anymore. But for the rest of us that live in a normal, insane world where, of course, players work out together.
Right.
I mean, it's not a good sign. It's certainly not a good sign.
1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Does this statement from the NFLPA scare you as a football fan that, you know, maybe this is going to be something that we're going to have to worry about in the fall, where if we're this early on and we're not even to training camps, which are still set to begin in July, if the Players Association is starting to give medical opinions to players that they need to protect themselves, are you concerned that the football season could be in jeopardy? 1-800-636-1067. Dar, while we wait for those calls to come in, because I'm sure that they will, 1-800-636-1067, I think it's time for us to add another personal nomination for our top 10 celebrity dad list. Do you have one?
I do. I'm going to go with LeBron. I feel like...
Okay. He was on my list. Was thinking very seriously about LeBron because, honestly, his Instagram and his social media is just him just hanging with the kids.
Yeah. All he does is do Taco Tuesday and hang out with his kids on Instagram and Bronny.
And he drinks red wine as well.
He does. That's a old check in Thom's column. I am a big fan of him being a dad because he also has Bronny.
Yes.
One of the top basketball players in high school right now in the entire country.
For me, I'm going to add this guy to our running list, keeping it in the rock category. We already have Eddie Van Halen. We already have Mick Jagger, both listener suggestions. This is someone that I brought up earlier, but I think he is a fun celebrity dad. And we, in a way, kind of watched him be a celebrity dad in the mid-2000s. Ozzy Osbourne.
That's a great answer.
I think Ozzy Osbourne should be considered a top 10 celebrity dad. But we will, at 2 o'clock, in the 2 o'clock hour at least, grind down to 10 actual celebrity dads.
Looking forward to it.
So we are taking your calls. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. If you want to chime in on the football conversation that we are having, or if you would like to give us a celebrity dad suggestion, you can line up on the phone lines. I'm Thom. You can follow me at Thom Daily 2. That's Dar. You can follow him at Brendan Dar. We're BT. We'll talk to you in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Thom and Dar with you. We've been doing the last couple of weeks 12 to 3 here on 106.7 The Fan. And in honor of Father's Day, we're putting together a top 10 dads list. Only two requirements to make the list. Needs to be a celebrity, needs to be a dad. We've been taking your calls throughout the show, and we will continue to do so. 1-800-636-1067. Also discussing the statement from the NFLPA that came out from their one of their advising doctors, Tom Mayer, who put out a statement with the PA on Saturday night, advising players that are actively practicing in private workouts with others. If you're in a state that says or that is spiking, they're saying, the NFLPA is saying, don't do that. And I think Dar and I are both on the same side of being a little scared that we might not have football this year, and we've been so wrapped up in the NBA and the NFL that I don't think we've really looked that far ahead yet. But, Dar, we're getting close, and, you know, the NFLPA right now is still saying that they're looking to have training camps in July, but this is not where I think, as a fan, we would like to be.
No, and the NFL and NFLPA put out a statement earlier in the week responding to Dr. Fauci saying that he had a hard time seeing football being played in the fall with the way cases are spiking across the country and the ability to maintain social distancing. And what they said was that they still plan on having training camps. They still plan everything being a full go, but they're willing to be flexible.
Right.
And I think that is one thing that people didn't really jump on when they saw this. They just go, oh, the NFLPA and NFL are shutting them down. We're getting football. I don't know if we are necessarily. that word flexible kind of did a lot of the heavy carrying there, because I don't know, man. Like,
it's what we're seeing a lot, where we're seeing from a lot of leagues and players associations, we're seeing a lot of announcements about announcements or announcements about what could happen.
Yeah.
And nothing has been definitive, but to see that the Players Association is already starting to think about how to protect players and keep their families safe, which was said in the statement, you can only think that if this is where we are now, that if, you know, coronavirus continues to be a problem in the country, we're not going to be able to go forward from that. We're going to have to go backwards from that. And if that's what the PA is saying and putting the statement out, I think that's a scary thing.
Yeah. When you look at how some of the European nations handled it and how they were able to bring sports back, they did it because they got enough testing done across the country, and they were able to track and trace cases, and they were able to lower the cases across the entire country. We are doing it in certain areas, and a lot of those areas don't house sports teams. Like Maine, doing a great job with coronavirus. You know what's not happening there? Having a lot of people.
Well, do they have a football stadium?
They also don't have football stadiums.
Oh, so.
I mean, I'm sure the University of Maine has a football stadium.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be big. It just needs to be 100 yards.
Yeah.
Because there's not going to be any fans there.
Right. And I guess this is where I'm at. We want sports back. We all desperately want sports back. And yet there are things that we could be doing as a nation that would help us get sports back quicker, and we aren't doing
Are you making a call to action right now? Are you advocating?
Please just wear a mask.
Let's go to Chris in Hyattsville. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, guys. So first, before I get into the whole whether we're going to have a season, my celebrity dad would be Bill Walton.
Okay.
And let me hear me out on this, right? First of all, obviously, he's a Hall of Famer. He's an NBA player. But he worked out with Bruce Lee. Like, if your dad says that to you, like, you can't really beat that in terms of coolness factor.
Right.
And you got to imagine growing up, all those Walton kids are like, hey, dad, you know, can Kareem come to my birthday party, or can I meet my Michael Jordan? And he was probably like, sure, I can do that. I mean, so, you know, plus he's just a cool guy. He's into interesting things beyond sports.
Yeah, I think it's a great suggestion. I just added him to the list. What do you got to say about football?
Look, I'm not really confident that they're going to have football at all. And I say that as a diehard, you know, Washington Football Club fan for the past my entire life. I'm a huge baseball fan, too. I'm dying without having baseball. But I don't think just because we want something so bad doesn't mean it should or can happen. Right. You know, like I'd love Gail Godot to be my wife, but I know that's not probably going to happen.
Well, don't count yourself out.
There's still time, Chris.
I mean, I'm still holding on to hope, but you know,
right.
And the thing is also like the one thing that's being discussed is think about the massive commitment of resources from the teams, the localities, the medical professionals that would be needed to conduct all of this stuff just to make sure that athletes can play a game that we can watch for our pleasure. I mean, they're going to have to get tested, what, multiple times a week? Not even everybody in America can get a test when they want one immediately, right? And we're thinking about putting, leisure sports or spectator sports ahead of regular average everyday citizens. I don't feel like that's being discussed enough. And I would love to have sports back for my own mental health, to have an escape. It's something I miss dearly, but I don't put it in priority of ahead of other people's general well-being. And, you know, you talked about something earlier. I think the big problem with America compared to the European countries is that we're really like 50 little countries collected into one big United States. And because each one thinks it's special and has its own way of doing things, that's making this challenge all the more difficult.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris, for the call. Really appreciate it. I'm with him in the idea that just because we want something doesn't mean it should happen. And I think that you and me are both on that side of things. But I guess what my point of contention with this is that why are we making the announcement now? Why is the Players Association making that announcement now? Why were players able to practice on their own with others and then told not to?
Right. I mean, it's not like we didn't have this 4 weeks ago.
When we knew it was a problem.
Yeah, it was obviously a problem. And sure, I guess outside of New York, it really wasn't a problem a month ago. But, I mean, there were high case totals in the D.C. area. Maryland and Virginia were in the top 10 every day for probably a month straight in May. I mean, it's not like it hasn't been a problem and it's just now popping up. It's been a problem the entire time. I don't know. It just boggles my mind.
Yeah, it is another level to hear from, you know, a group which, you know, has been professional football, whether it's the league itself or the NFLPA, where they have kind of remained silent in the COVID-19 world, where we have focused so much on the NBA. The NHL has made a bunch of announcements about how they will return. You brought up earlier that might not be the way that it's going to go now. And baseball, you just need to say baseball to know what a problem that is in that world right now. But I think we always kind of had football as like the oasis, where it's like, well, they're not saying anything yet.
Right.
So we could have that. And now the PA is coming out and saying, you know what, guys, if you're going to do private workouts, don't do it with others. And definitely don't do it in states where the cases are spiking right now. And I keep saying it, but that is scary. But I also agree with Chris that if we can't do it, we can't do it. If we can't have it, we can't have it.
Yeah, I also feel like it comes off as you hate sports if you say that, which is absolutely not the case. I want sports back more than anything.
I think everyone listening does.
I absolutely want football. But if it's going to be we start the season and then things pop up and teams have to shut down for 2 weeks, or the league shuts down for 2 weeks, and then eventually the league just cancels the season, doesn't it just make more sense to hold off?
Because Ryan Wilson was on with Danny and Dukes before us today, and I listened to the interview driving in, and a good job by everyone involved, as always. But Ryan Wilson brought up a thought that we kind of had when we were talking to Nick Ashew a couple weeks ago, when the NBA announcement had just come out about Disney World. And, you know, we brought up in a joking way, what if Giannis gets sick? And what do the Bucks do? Do they just play without him, or do they shut down? And Ryan Wilson kind of presented that same argument with football by saying, what happens if Pat Mahomes gets sick?
Yeah.
And to me, like, maybe we're going down a different road here, but at some point, playing football with a watered-down product, I would just rather just have everyone be safe, not get sick, if that's the road we're taking.
Yeah, I mean, just remember what Von Miller said when he got sick. A star football player got sick, and a whole 3 weeks after he was recovered, he was still feeling awful. And yes, I know he has asthma, and people will always bring that up. But like,
he's in shape.
One in nine people or one in 10 people have asthma in the United States. Safe to say he's not the only NFL player that has asthma. So if he's having a long-term effect to having the virus, surely there are others that will also have extreme symptoms after they have recovered. And most of the players who get it will not have symptoms. They will be asymptomatic. Okay. We also don't know yet if there are long-term effects for people that are asymptomatic. We have to remember that the Army, I believe it was the military, the U.S. military said that they were not going to take people got the virus just out of precaution, because we don't know anything yet about the long-term effects or if you can get it again. We're still not 100% sure that if you get it once, you are therefore immune for good. We don't know a ton about it yet. And it just seems like we are perfectly willing to put people at risk just because they are lower risk when we don't know all of the facts yet.
Yeah, 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. If you're on the phone lines, stay there. I see you. We will get to you next. Taking your calls on this announcement from the NFLPA and the fact that they're advising players who are going through private workouts to maybe stop that if they're in states that are spiking with coronavirus cases right now. 1-800-636-1067. What does that mean to how you think about NFL being played this year? 1-800-636-1067 for BT. You are listening to BT. Thom and Dar with you. You can follow us on Twitter at TomDaily2, at Brendan Dar. Give us a call, 1-800-636-1067. If you missed any part of the show, you can download the radio.com app and use the rewind function, and you'll be able to listen to any part of any show within 24 hours and pick it up just like if you missed it. If you went into the grocery store, if you went to pick up some curbside delivery, you missed a couple minutes, just hit the rewind function and you'll be right where you left off. You also, if you like podcasts, you can go to Overtime on 106.7 The Fan, all of the weekend shows and the mix and match a la carte grab bag shows that have been happening since the start of COVID-19 are all featured there. So if you missed Danny and Dukes and you want to hear that, you can catch that on the Overtime feed on any podcast platform. Dar, we are compiling our celebrity dad list so we can narrow it down to our top 10 celebrity dads. We have had a call from Jonathan in Fairfax who's been waiting patiently. Jonathan, what's going on? Happy Father's Day.
Hey, happy Father's Day. I'm not a dad, but I hope you guys are having a good day, and it's a great topic.
Thank you. So
I got three for you. One is a Virginia native, Russell Wilson. He just seems like with his kids now, he seems like he's always having a lot of fun with the pictures you see. And, of course, you can learn a little bit about football from him. Another one would be Ben Affleck. I think with Ben, you'd obviously learn how to drink, and you might even learn how to count some cards.
Yeah.
And my third one, and this is because I met him before, and he's just very chill, Matt McConaughey, especially with him living down in Austin, Texas, I think he could probably take you out on his boat. And you'd have some really good parties and some good stories to tell your friends in public. Yeah,
I'm gonna accept two of them. Thank you, Jonathan, for the call. I will be adding Russell Wilson and Matthew McConaughey to the list. I can't get behind Ben Affleck as a top celebrity dad.
Good call, not putting him on. Pretty sure Ben Affleck's kids wouldn't even put him on there.
But Russell Wilson is a great one. He's you know, his social media game is strong, and like what he said, he does feature the children and the home life a lot. So I'm going to add that. And also, I think we need a couple more sports people in here. We have Archie Manning. We have Del Curry. We have LeBron. We have Russell Wilson. I'm going to leave this up for you to accept. But it was one of the first ones that came to my mind when I was compiling our pre-list list. Kobe Bryant.
That's tough.
Because I think Dad Kobe might be the greatest era of Kobe.
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly the greatest era of Kobe. That's hands down true. Yeah, I think
he's got to be on, right?
Yeah, I think you got to put him on there. That's tough.
Do you have another nomination?
No, we ran through all of mine.
Okay.
If you want, I can put another TV dad up and see how you feel about that.
All right, I'm into that.
I'm going to put Phil Dunphy from Modern Family on that list. We already had Ed O'Neill.
Yeah.
Playing the grandfather. I'm going to put Phil Dunphy.
I don't have a big file on Modern Family. This is the only thing. But If you're suggesting it, I'll add it. And this is what we need to do. Before we get to the top 10 list, we need to figure out our one TV dad.
Well, here's the problem. The one TV dad is Uncle Phil, and it's not even close.
Then I think we got to just have Uncle Phil.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Caller, good job. Uncle Phil. Just a great, great pick.
Okay, I know that Vic had a couple of suggestions as we put together our list. Both in the sports world that I remember. Vic, who do you got?
Yeah, let's go with this one here. How about The Game? Triple H.
I love
it. That's a great dad.
I love it.
I mean, could you imagine him being your father and you're getting bullied at school? Like, you know my dad's The Game, right? Mr. D-Generation X.
And to add on to that, a lot of the NXT recruits say that he's a father figure. So he could be the father of WWE NXT.
Yeah. That's a good one. I am surprised if you were going wrestling, you didn't go Shane McMahon, since he always brings out his kids every time he's at WrestleMania.
Yep. But letting your kids walk down the ramp at WrestleMania is pretty good.
That's a pretty good dad move. Triple H is a good one. Who's your other one?
I was going to go with Mr. Walkoff, Mr. National, Ryan Zimmerman.
That's a great one.
I'm adding it. He's a dad.
Yeah. Ryan Zimmerman, definitely on the list.
I mean, on and off the field, just a nice guy. I feel like he would be just an amazing dad just to play catch with. So, Mr. Walkoff.
Danny Ruye can attest he is a great dad in real life. So, I think that's a great ad, Vic. Good job.
Thank you.
Little update for you golf fans out there. RBC Heritage is going on. New leader, not a new leader, but within the last hour, Dylan Frantilli is leading the RBC Heritage 9-under for today in the clubhouse at -17. Harris English is in second right now, 7-under for the day at -15. So Fratelli, 2-stroke lead in the clubhouse. Harris English about to finish up his round. And tied for second, Bryson DeJactBow, -3 for the day through 5 holes, 15-under for the tournament. So this is going to be another weekend, Dar, where we're going to finish out our Sunday watching Bryson DeChambeau run down the leaders.
I mean,
is there anything better?
No, not really. I mean, I guess if Tiger were back, that would be better. So, yes, that is the one thing better.
But in this world?
In this RBC Heritage world, no, I can't think of anything better. Did you see him talking about his eating habits, by the way?
No, but I did see him yesterday sweating through about 3 shirts.
Yeah.
He is not handling the size well.
No,
he's loaded up, carb loading, bulking season, and he has not arrived to the fat guys sweat all the time thing.
But the thing is, he
needs some analytics for that.
Yeah, he needs to go back in the lab and figure out how to sweat less. But he talked about how he just eats whatever he wants now and he doesn't care because he's just so jacked he can do it. And he works out so much, he can just do it. Must be nice.
Really, right now, anything that Bryson DeChambeau puts his mind to, I feel he can do it.
You're in on the Bryson DeChambeau content.
I might be driving the bus right now on that.
Have you let Matt Valdez know that you are Bryson DeChambeau number one fan?
No, because I think that might, like, his head might explode. Right? I was texting him all day with Pete about horse racing, and if I brought in that now I'm a DeChambeau fan. And that I only want this guy to win every tournament, that might be too much for him. I think that might be too much for him in a weekend.
How long were you guys texting about horse racing?
7 hours.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that might do it.
Started at noon, ended just about 7 o'clock. And to my knowledge, I think they were still going. I had to pull the ripcord for myself.
Oh, my God.
Any real degen knows I've been here too long. I have to get out, but I don't want to. And you just have to tap the table and get up and leave. And that's what I had to do. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. We'll give you a recap of our dad's list as we continue to compile. And if we have missed someone, you give us a call next. 1-800-636-1067. You are listening to Normal Day NBT. you are listening to BT, Brendan and Thom, Thom and Dar, you can follow us at Brendan Dar, at Thom Daily 2. You can give us a call, 1-800-636-1067. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there listening. And because of Father's Day, Dar, which you are one, so yes. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you for spending it with me. We're putting together a celebrity list of dads, and we're going to file it down to a top 10 before we get out of here. So far, on the list, we have Guy Fieri, Alex Ovechkin, Kobe Bryant, Ozzy Osbourne, Mick Jagger, TJ Oshie, Ryan Zimmerman, Howie Long, which I think is still a leader in the clubhouse, Eddie Van Halen, Tom Hanks, Martin Sheen, George Foreman, Ed O'Neill, because he plays a dad in almost everything, Russell Wilson, Archie Manning, Bill Walton, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and many others. But I think we need to start getting down to our top 10, because we have quite a list, and we have three great answers on the phones right now.
There are three good ones. Let's go to those.
Okay. Stan in Sterling. Stan, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing today? Doing a nice job on the show.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate that.
All right. Anyway, I called in with two, but I actually have three for you now.
Okay.
First one from the sports celebrity world, Phil Mickelson. Think he's a great dad.
Okay.
And second one from political world, Barack Obama.
All right.
And last one, just saw an interview this morning from the music world, John Legend.
Okay. Yeah. John Legend was a contender for me. Thank you, Stan. I did not have him on the list, but I think we are missing a huge one with Barack Obama.
Yeah.
It's got to be on the list.
Yeah.
I would say maybe an automatic top 10.
Yeah, I'm going to put him on that top 10. John Legend was on my list, but I thought a caller said that earlier, so I didn't say it. But yes, John Legend, also a very, very well-known good dad.
And let's go to Walt in Alexandria. Walt, who's your celebrity dad?
Yeah, I was thinking, but what about putting Joe Gibbs on that list of dads? Do you think that he would merit for that?
I mean, he is a celebrity and he is a dad. And I think that he's a nice guy. And we've talked to him many times about the NASCAR world. And he's had some situations with his family health-wise. And he rode through it. So yeah. I would say that should be on the list.
He's a father figure to a lot of the D.C. area. He was
yes.
the coach as a lot of them were growing up. So, yeah, I can see it.
So let's start to file this down. We're going to be joined by Blue Shorts. He was going to do the 10-minute download, which he has been doing at 2 o'clock here on normal day. But something went awry, and there was a miscommunication. But he will be doing his appearance, but just slightly different.
I'm sure it's going to be great.
Let's put together the list here, or start at least, by eliminating people that we know are not going to make it to the next round.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Guy Fieri makes it to the next round.
100%.
I think Alex Ovechkin.
Yes.
Okay. So that's two. Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
Okay. So that is three, four right there with the president, 44th president, Barack Obama. So we have Guy, Ovi, Kobe, Barack Obama. That's four. We have six more spots. I think we might be able to get to 10 here.
Yeah, I think Howie Long should be on it.
Okay. I like that.
I also like the idea of Uncle Phil. I think we got to go with Uncle Phil. If we're going to put a fictional TV character and you shot down Sandy Cohen, then I think Uncle Phil is the one seed TV dad. Maybe. And I guess Ed O'Neill could also be on it. That's, I guess, a point that's more up for debate between the two of us. How many are we at right now?
We have six right now, so we have four more spots. Up for conversation are TJ Oshie.
Okay. I don't know if we have to do both since we already have Ovi.
I think Ovi takes the cake on that. We have Ryan Zimmerman.
We can keep him in the conversation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eddie Van Halen.
I think Mick Jagger is the cooler of the rock dads, if you will.
Yeah, I like that. So Eddie's gone. Tom Hanks, I just don't feel strong about it. He's just a dad. Vic's saying
yeah.
no. So
if Vic's out, that's two out of three.
Okay. Martin Sheen.
I like it. He can stay in the conversation.
Okay. George Foreman. I think we could move to put him on the list.
Naming all of his kids variations of George feels weird, but.
Okay. So let's just keep him in the conversation.
Yeah, he can stay
now.
In the conversation.
Archie Manning.
I think Archie's got to be on the list.
So you think he moves to the next round?
I think he moves to the next round. Look at what he's done with that offspring.
He has a track record.
Yeah.
Okay, so he makes it through. We have Russell Wilson. I don't think he makes the top 10.
I don't think he does either.
I think he's a good dad.
Great dad.
Even better football player, but I don't think he makes it. So we're going to cross him out. Bill Walton. There was a strong case on the phone lines for Bill Walton. That was one that I did not think about, and I kind of like it.
Yeah. Chris in Hyattsville, I think, made a good case.
I think we keep him on the list, and then we decide later. Maybe he's fighting for the final spot. I think Kirk Douglas is out.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Triple H, I think, is still in. LeBron, I think, is still in. Del Curry? What are we doing with Del Curry? Is he beating LeBron?
No, I don't think so. I think Del Curry's out.
But great suggestion, and
that's actually a really good suggestion.
That was a good one. Okay, so now people that have not been discussed that have been nominated, we have Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, I think The Rock has to be on there. I think that's an auto move on. That's what, eight?
I'm good at math. Yeah, that's eight. Now the final ones here. We have John Wayne. Vic's saying no to John Wayne.
I think I'm going to agree with Vic and say no to John Wayne.
Okay. I mean, I did like the case that he made about him being the ultimate man, so that would mean that he would be a good dad.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
not a strong case. So Matthew McConaughey would be a cool dad. Is that a thumbs down? Vic's saying no on McConaughey. I feel okay with that. Garth Brooks.
I'm a no on Garth Brooks.
Okay. All right, so we have a couple more here. If you would like to make a late nomination for anyone that is being discussed for the final spots of the top 10 celebrity dads list that we are compiling here on Normal Day, you can give us a call, 1-800-636-1067. You can also tweet us at TomDaily2, at Brendan Dar. Up next, Shorts is going to be on, and he's going to complain about something, and it involves one of us and his girlfriend. Very weird. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.